Chapter 10, Die Hard. "I hate elevators more than I hate airplanes," said Moa as the door slid shut. "At least airplanes have pilots." "This thing does have a pilot. Me!" Tony proclaimed as he pushed a button with the number 80 highlighted on it, which happened to be the highest number on the button panel. "I don't know what you're so worried about. What's the big deal? We're going up 80 floors. So what?"
"Yeah," added Anna. "It'll only take a couple minutes to get there."
"I'm worried about two things. How come no one collected our tickets before we got into the elevator? And TB could do a lot of damage in a couple of minutes."
Tony smiled.
Mo, how could you say that about me? I'm just an innocent kid from Kansas City heading up to the top of the Empire State Building. And what's the big deal about the tickets? They'll probably collect them when we get to the top."
"Innocent?
Yeah, right," said Mo, shaking his head. "Something always happens when you're around. This is
what's happening."
"We are already at the 19th floor," said Tony, pointing at the floor indicator lights above the sliding door.
"No, this is what's happening. I've got to go."
"Go? That's what we're doing. We're going up, Mo."
"No, man, I gotta go," said Mo, crossing his legs.
"I told you I need to make a pit stop in the lobby.
But no, we couldn't stop because you rushed into the nearest elevator and ignored the fact that I needed to use a restroom, not an elevator. Whenever you're on one of your missions, nothing else matters, does it?"
Tony shrugged his shoulders.
"Sorry about that."
"You can hit the urination station in a little bit. We're already halfway there."
The three kids stared at the lights blinking one by one as the elevator moved up the shaft. 41, 42, 43, 44, 45.
"I'll never make it. I'm going to explode," said Mo as he shuffled his feet and wiggled his legs.
"Nice moves, Mo," said Anna, bobbing her head to the imaginary music. "You're pretty good at the toilet tango."
Mo ignored Anna and stared at the blinking lights above the elevator doors. 74, 75, 76, 77.
"I wonder what would happen if I pushed this red button?"
Tony asked as he pushed a red emergency button on the elevator button panel.
Somewhere between floors 78 and 79, the elevator lurched to a stop and bounced up and down like it was on a tail end of a bungee jump cord, and lights flickered on and off for a few seconds, then went completely out.
"I guess that's what happens," Tony proudly proclaimed.
"I am never leaving Kansas City again," moaned Mo as he slid to the floor, crossing his legs. "This is not good."
"What are we going to do now?" asked Anna with a hint of alarm in her voice.
"This is worse than not good. It's sort of scary."
"I have a small flashlight in my backpack," said Tony, hoisting his backpack off his shoulders.
"My mom made me a pack in case of an emergency."
He rooted around his backpack until he found the flashlight.
"Let there be light," he said, switching the flashlight on.
He shined the flashlight on Mo and found him crouched in the corner with his hands where they shouldn't be. He shined the flashlight on Anna and found her leaning against the wall with fear written on her face.
"We need to do something," she croaked. "I'm starting to get really scared."
"Actually, as far as I'm concerned, fear is not my major concern right now.
We need to do something," Mo said, clenching his teeth. "I'm going to flood this elevator. I can't hold it much longer."
Tony shined the flashlight on the wall and found a telephone. He picked the telephone up and put it to his ear.
"Nothing." He hung it up.
"Great," said Mo.
"I've got an idea, Anna," Tony said, handing the flashlight to Anna.
"Shine the light on my belly."
Tony unlatched his belt, took it off, held it out, and the buckle glinted in its lights.
"This is nuts. What exactly are you going to do with the belt?" asked Mo, continuing to squirm in the corner.
"Save the day, just like Bruce Willis did when he got stuck in an elevator in the old movie called Die Hard. He was battling some nasty terrorists in the movie. It was pretty cool. Did you ever see it?"
"Yeah," said Anna. "I like Bruce Willis. He's handsome."
"Disgusting," groaned Mo.
"You better save the day now. We might be the first people to drown in an elevator in the history of the Empire State Building."
"Anna, would you please shine the flashlight on the door?" asked Tony.
"Sure," said Anna, shining the light on the door. Tony slid the belt buckle into a crack where the two elevator doors met. Then he pried the doors open an inch or two. A beam of light penetrated the dark elevator. He slid his fingers into the crack,
wrapped them around the edge of one door, and pulled as hard as he could. He forced the door to slide open a couple more inches. Then he stuck his foot in the gap to prevent the door from closing and continued to pull until he was able to wriggle his body into the gap. Finally, he put his back against the edge of one door and foot on the edge of the other door, pushed with his back, and slid the doors open enough for a body to slither through. Light flooded the elevator. "What do you see, Anna?"
"A floor, at eye level."
"Good. Now we just need to climb out of this baby."
"I'll go first," said Mo.
"Then I'll pull the both of you up."
Mo tossed his backpack onto the floor, placed a foot on Tony's knee, and grabbed the edge of the floor with both hands.
"Here goes," he said, pushing and pulling himself onto the floor.
"I made it,"
said Anna. "I made it."
"Good," said Anna.
Mo lay on his front side and stuck his head out into the elevator.
"You're next, Anna."
"Hurry," said Tony, gritting his teeth. "I don't think I can hold this open much longer."
Anna tossed Tony's backpack up to Mo. Then she tossed hers. She placed a foot on Tony's knee and grabbed Mo's hands.
"Pull, Mo!"
A couple of seconds later, she wriggled through the opening and joined Mo.
"We've got a problem here, TB," said Mo. "If I try to pull you up, the doors will close on you. So I'm going to hold the doors open, and Anna can pull you up."
"Just shut up and do it, now!"
Mo propped open the door for Tony. Anna lay on her front side, threaded her arms through the opening between Mo's legs and the edge of the floor. She stuck her hands into the elevator.
"Now!" said Mo.
Tony reached up and grabbed Anna's hands. "Pull!" A couple of seconds later, he wriggled through Mo's legs and collapsed onto the floor beside Anna. The elevator doors slid shut. Mo read a sign on the wall and then looked down at Tony and Anna.
"Welcome to the 79th floor of the Empire State Building."
Anna rolled over and kissed Tony on the cheek.
"Thanks for saving the day. You're better than Bruce Willis any old day."
Tony's face turned red and smiled.
"Gee, thanks."
Mo rolled his eyes and shook his head and gazed down at the hallway.
"If you two lovebirds will excuse me, I need to take care of some business."
At that moment, four guys wearing black uniforms, black helmets, and a black bulletproof vest rushed around the corner of a hallway and headed directly for the kids.
"Don't move," one of them yelled.
Another guy yelled, "All of you stay where you are and place your hands behind your heads."
"No, I am scared," Anna whined.
"I guess your business will have to wait," said Tony, as he placed his hands behind his head. "I don't think these guys are going to let you go anywhere."
"If these guys don't kill you," Mo moaned, "I will."
The four guys stopped about 10 feet from the elevator. Then one of them said, "They're kids. What's going on here? I don't think there's a real security breach here."
Tony said, "Excuse me, sir. We are tourists, not terrorists. The only person I terrorize is my teacher. We just want to get to the top floor of the Empire State Building."
"Not so," Mo whined. "I want to go somewhere else."
Anna started crying. "Please don't arrest us. We just got stuck on an elevator. That's all. We didn't do anything wrong."
The leader spoke into a small microphone clipped onto his shirt collar.
"There seems to be a problem here. The suspects are kids. What do you want us to do?"
He listened for a couple of minutes through a small earphone stuck in his ear.
"Stand down, men," he said to the three guys with him. "There's been a mess up here."
"The only mess up here," moaned Mo, "is TB, his finger, and a stupid red button in the elevator."
The four men walked over to the kids and helped them up.
"Sorry, kids. The building security computer system reported suspicious activity on your elevator. And these days, you can't be too careful. I'm really sorry that this happened. Someone from the Empire State Building Public Relations Department will be here in a few minutes to discuss your situation with you."
"No problem, though, sir," said Tony, as he took a camera out of his backpack.
"Can we get a picture taken with you guys? Our friends at school will think it's really cool that we almost busted by a SWAT team."
"No problemo, kid," replied the leader.
"We'll get the public relations person..."
"No problemo," interrupted Mo. "I'm sorry to report that there is a problem here. You seem like nice guys, and I'd love to share a memorable Kodak moment with you, but I have serious business to take care of."
Then Mo took off and rocketed down the hall. He flew into a room with a symbol of a man painted on the door.